Part 3. Listen to a report about megacities. You will hear the report twice. For tasks A to D, take notes to complete the cluster.
Megacities. Our world's population is growing constantly, and there are more and more megacities around the world. What are megacities? They are defined as urban areas with more than 10 million inhabitants. In 1975, there were only 3 megacities on the planet. Since the Industrial Revolution, people have been leaving the countryside and coming to the city centers to search for a better life. By 2018, there were 33 megacities, and this number is expected to rise to 43 by 2030. Tokyo and Delhi, with more than 30 million inhabitants, as well as Shanghai, Dhaka, Sao Paulo, and Mexico City, with more than 20 million inhabitants, are the cities with the largest population at the moment. It is a worldwide trend, but of the 33 megacities, 26 were located in developing countries. Megacities face a number of challenges, including pollution, traffic jams, and more. In addition, cities around the world are typically those with the widest gaps between the rich and the poor. Especially when the population grows quickly, unofficial settlements can develop and cause problems. However, there are also benefits to the rise of cities, such as better public transportation, less use of personal vehicles, a greater variety of job opportunities and innovation, and, in some cases, better access to healthcare, education, sanitation, and improved water sources. There are both positive and negative results of urbanization. They depend especially on the level of development and economic status. Megacities. Our world's population is growing constantly, and there are more and more megacities around the world. What are megacities? They are defined as urban areas with more than 10 million inhabitants. In 1975, there were only 3 megacities on the planet. Since the Industrial Revolution, people have been leaving the countryside and coming to the city centers to search for a better life. By 2018, there were 33 megacities, and this number is expected to rise to 43 by 2030. Tokyo and Delhi, with more than 30 million inhabitants, as well as Shanghai, Dhaka, Sao Paulo, and Mexico City, with more than 20 million inhabitants, are the cities with the largest population at the moment. It is a worldwide trend, but of the 33 megacities, 26 were located in developing countries. Megacities face a number of challenges, including pollution, traffic jams, and more. In addition, cities around the world are typically those with the widest gaps between the rich and the poor. Especially when the population grows quickly, unofficial settlements can develop and cause problems. However, there are also benefits to the rise of cities, such as better public transportation, less use of personal vehicles, a greater variety of job opportunities and innovation, and, in some cases, better access to healthcare, education, sanitation, and improved water sources. There are both positive and negative results of urbanization. They depend especially on the level of development and economic status.